Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks. Yeah, but now they're gone.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper.
Don't fear the reaper. When things get grim, be the Grim Reaper. Which, by the way, is already on T-shirts all over Kansas City. Trying to find it in here. The Do It Kelsey. I don't know if you guys had a chance to hear this, but I thought I had downloaded it. Late in the game, Patrick Mahomes adjusted his wristband, started left, looked right as if trying to make his words subtle. The Chiefs had 8 seconds left in regulation, down 3 to the Buffalo Bills, and way out of field goal range when Mahomes called one of his most significant audibles of his life. And we were listening to it out in the newsroom.
Yeah.
You can hear it when he – here it is. I do have it. If you listen closely underneath the television play-by-play, you can hear him shout, "Do it, Kels. Do it, Kels.
Do it."
And that was the audible. Listen very closely here at the beginning.
To win it now. They need about 15 yards to have one of those long range.
I don't know if you could hear it, but if you listen underneath the play-by-play guy, listen again.
To win it now. They need about 15 yards.
He says it 3 times. He screams, "Do it, Kels. Do it, Kels." And that was basically the wasp.
Yeah.
Of 2022. The play, it was an audible. It went to Travis Kelce, which got the Chiefs within field goal range.
My mom just sent me this. A friend captured this from his television set with 13 seconds left. The station he was watching put this game matchup on the screen, hashtag oops. And what the station basically pulled was a Dewey wins and already decided with 13 seconds left that the Chiefs had lost. See that? They put up a slate that basically the Bills
championship
would be
Sunday
playing Cincinnati Bengals next week. That's just funny. We're trying to figure out which station it was. I don't know. It wasn't local.
All right. Story here from CNN. I believe, Sam, we have the audio on this. We'll play that in just a second. A Connecticut, and we had a lot of beeps. Fair warning. A Connecticut man has been arrested and lost his job after video surfaced of him yelling at employees of a smoothie shop over the weekend where he claims his son received a drink with peanut butter, causing a severe allergic reaction, sending his son to the hospital.
I have no room to yell at him.
I want to speak to the f***ing person who made this drink. Is that you?
No,
well,
it wasn't
we don't know
me.
Who made it, so.
You don't know who made it?
There's 4 of us here, so we honestly don't know.
Stupid f***ing ignorant high school kids.
Okay, bye.
Give it to me right now.
I'm calling the police.
Does he throw something?
He throws the smoothie at the kids behind the counter.
Oh, God.
Shut the up. Get out. Come on, Corbin. Bye. Okay, good for you. Bye.
immigrant loser.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Get the out!
That goes on for a little while, but yeah.
You get the point. It's a lot of beeps.
From the Daily Mail, remorseful Merrill Lynch banker who was arrested and fired for racist drink-throwing tirade at smoothie store worker reveals that his son, who is 17, he says, collapsed after staff prepped his drink with peanut butter despite being warned he was allergic. His name is James Iannazzo, 48 years old, charged with intimidation based on bias, breach of peace, and criminal trespass after his fit of rage on Saturday. The footage posted by a TikTok user has racked up 17 million views. He does say you're a blanking immigrant loser moments after he hurls the smoothie at her, hitting her with it on the shoulder. He says he returned to the store because he was upset about his son having a, quote, severe allergic reaction to the peanut in his smoothie. He claims the teenager needed hospitalization. I can't verify that. The teen is fine and is now recovering. Staff at the store said he did ask for no peanut butter in the smoothie, but never mentioned an allergy. He will be in court February 7th. He has been fired from his position as wealth advisor and director at Merrill Lynch, where he'd been working since 1995.
Probably a good gig.
Now, listen to this. Do not take what I'm about to say the wrong way. However, when you are a parent ordering something for your child who has an allergy, how does this work? I'm asking. Do you trust that a 16-year-old making a smoothie, if he truly has a death type serious allergy, do you trust that the 16-year-old making the smoothie is not going to put peanut butter powder in there, or that it's not in the bottom of the cup, or that it's not mixed with something accidentally that then gets in the smoothie?
No.
Or when you go to a restaurant, do you trust that there are no nuts or nothing has touched a nut?
No, you don't.
If it is that severe of an allergy, and I'm not saying that the smoothie maker didn't screw this up.
I don't know if you've ever been to a smoothie place, but 90% of the smoothies
are made
have peanut butter
with
in
peanut
them.
Butter. There's a lot of peanut product in those stores.
I'm going to tell you right, and I don't know, but my BS meter on him is going through the roof.
I don't believe that the son necessarily wound up in the hospital.
Right.
I think he's CYA-ing there,
yes.
And let's take him in. Because if you had
I need an excuse for my bad behavior.
If you had a life-threatening allergy, I just don't know that you would trust that.
If you had a life-threatening allergy, you wouldn't go to a smoothie shop to get your smoothie.
Well, and there is the larger discussion. I mean, this guy's behavior, I think we can all agree, is abhorrent, is wrong. My BS meter, as I mentioned, is going into full tilt right now. I think this is a complete CYA move on his part to try to lighten the punishment he's going to get for his bad behavior. But if your child has a severe allergy, and I don't want to minimize this, we're not making fun of it, of course.
Whose responsibility is it?
It's yours as the
parent.
It's
yours. And at age 17, it starts to become theirs. Even, you know, my kids have friends who have allergies. They will tell you at a certain age, you hand off that torch. You can't wrap them in bubble wrap and lock them in their bedroom because they have a nut allergy.
And there are just some things that for the sake of your own health, you just can't do. And one of them is order a smoothie. And one of them is probably eat at a lot of different restaurants. Because there's no way to guarantee it.
He screams, stupid, blanking, ignorant high school kids. Now, his son is a high school student.
Right, the one that allegedly had the peanut
Stupid,
allergy.
Blanking, ignorant high school kids. Get the blank out of here, you blanking blank. Then he hurls the drink and calls her a blanking B word. Shut up. Then the immigrant loser comment. He also lives in a $2.7 million home.
Well, for now, he just lost a really good gig because he could not control himself.
He has instructed a lawyer, although his attorney has yet to say if he'll sue over the peanut incident, but also conceded that his behavior went too far.
You think?
My actions in that store were wrong. I deeply regret them. They do not reflect my values or my character. Yeah, I mean, this is what we hear every single time.
That apology writes itself. It always does. 576-7798. There is a larger question, though, here. Let's just play the game that he's telling the truth, that his son did have a severe peanut allergy and that his son had to be hospitalized. For those of you with children that do have severe allergies, specifically peanuts, for those of you who do have these serious allergies, whose responsibility is this? I made the argument, I think Dana concurs, it's yours. As the parent, now you can go in there and say, we can't have any peanut butter in the smoothie. I want to make sure we're clear about that. Here's a novel idea. Watch them make it. When they hand it to you, just to confirm, because my son has a bad peanut
allergy.
But
if it's that bad, Scott.
Probably that's a place you don't get to
shop.
It's
not a place you go, because even if you watch them make it, it doesn't mean there's something in the bottom of the milkshake maker. The tin aluminum cup that has the peanuts in it. If it is truly a life-threatening allergy.
576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Here on Dana and Parks.
Woke up cold one cheek.
Yeah, several people on the text line are pointing out if his son's peanut allergy was so serious, where was the EpiPen?
Back at the house, and he does say the mom EpiPenned the kid. But I want to show you a picture of the poor girl that
he
screamed
at. Without it?
No, I want to show you a picture of the poor girl that he screamed at, okay? She is wearing an Under Armour high school girls soccer hoodie, okay? This is the girl working there. It says high school girls soccer. I won't name the high school. I bring that up because he exploded all over a girl that very possibly goes to class with his son.
Probably.
The girl he called a blanking immigrant loser, and in his attorney's apology, by the way, his attorney's apology on very nice letterhead, it says, upon drinking the smoothie, his son had an allergic reaction, which required transport via ambulance. When faced with a dire situation, his parental instinct kicked in, and he acted out of anger and fear. He is not a racist individual.
At the time that he was running in the smoothie to throw it at the kids behind the counter, at the time he was trying to get through a locked employees-only door to get to these kids, could that have been time he spent trying to get his son to the hospital?
That's a great point, Scott. Did he leave his wife with the, quote, critically ill 17-year-old and the EpiPen to go prove a point at the smoothie store? It doesn't hold water.
Let's go to Jordan in Kansas City, 576-7798. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, that was the point I was exactly about to make. You wasting time cussing out and throwing stuff at a teenager when your son is about to go to anaphylactic shock and needs to get to the hospital. Me and my boyfriend concluded, I don't know, like you said, BS meter going off. You're just trying to lighten your punishment that you're about to get. Like, if I was that little girl's parent, I would sue him for assault. You just assaulted a child.
Correct. 100% that's assault. Yeah. And tried to get back behind the counter to the back room, and you can hear her screaming, we're calling police. Like, these are kids. These are kids in a smoothie shop.
They're frightened, and they should be. He's a maniac. Ashley in North Kansas City. Ashley, hello.
Hey, this guy is just a jerk. And I'm sorry, my meter's going off on it too, Parks, because the type of person that this guy is, if there would have been a situation, he'd have a lawsuit filed so fast it would make your head spin. Mm. This guy's a jerk, and he got caught. Mm. Now he's trying to save face.
Have a great Friday, Ashley.
You too.
God, oh my God, the two of you sound just like that woman.
I know.
Freakishly so. Roberta in Kansas City. Roberta, hello.
Hello. I work in a supermarket, and people do expect you to cater to their allergies. and take responsibility for it. I've had customers that they want you to clean the slicer because their child has allergies, and you're like, well, why don't you just get the packaged product, and then you won't have to worry about it.
Do you have to accommodate that, Roberta, if they say we want you to clean the slicer?
Yes, and they make everybody behind them in line.
Okay.
While you clean the slicers, and you're like, what is he allergic to, beef or chicken? You know? But also, I have had people go off, and they you're trained to apologize, and then they just swear, I don't give a hoop, you know. And some people, when they're having a bad day, they just take off like a firecracker. And they're probably sorry about it later, but... You know, that's life.
Let me ask you something. You say you work at a grocery store here in town, right?
Yes.
And you've had people say, I want you to clean the meat slicer. So you work in the deli, right?
Yes. Okay. At this time, and this guy came in every week, and we had to do this every time we wait on him.
And when you would see this guy come in and he would ask you to clean the slicer, would he say specifically it was because he had some sort of an allergy?
He would tell us his son did. He had a teenage son, and he would tell us that he has food allergies, and he would make us get fresh sanitizer and wipe everything down every time. And I would do it because I'd see him coming, and I'm like, hey, I get paid by the hour. Yeah. But I know some of my coworkers would get, you know, ticked off. But, you know, that's what we're there for.
Okay.
And you wonder why we can't find people to work in customer service right now.
What's he allergic to, chicken or beef? Okay. All right. Let's go to Jenna in Liberty. Jenna, hello.
Hello. Sorry, I wasn't expecting to be on the air. Anyway, I've been the 16-year-old working at the... like fast food restaurant or the ice cream shop. And anytime that someone tells us that they have a peanut allergy, there's a button on our machine for that. And it puts it on the receipt in big, bright red letters.
Right.
Allergy with exclamation marks. I have a gluten allergy. And anytime I go to a fast food restaurant and I tell them, like, oh, I can't have a bun on my hot dog or on my hamburger, it'll say gluten allergy in big, bright letters.
Huh.
And when I worked at the ice cream shop, we would have to change out, like, the blade that we would use to churn the ice cream with all the toppings and stuff.
Right.
Change the blade. Well, we had to change it every time. And we would change, like, the scoops for all the toppings as well. Like, even if, like, the chocolate pieces are on the opposite side of the store from the peanuts, we changed every single, like, handle that we could.
I guess what I think, Jenna, and thank you for the work that you did to help other people. If the allergy is this severe, there is no way this is a foolproof method of getting food for your child. There's no way, Scott. Okay, so I want a smoothie. It can't touch peanuts. It can't be around peanuts. I'm going to watch you make the shake.
Even though that's a major ingredient in
smoothies. Even though
that's
a major ingredient in smoothies, and there's peanuts right here. You see where I'm getting with this? Even if he claims, I told them there was an allergy and I watched them make the shake. If the allergy is that bad, you would never walk in that store in the first place because there is no way to 100% know that nothing in a store full of nuts, and now you're one of them, isn't going to get another nut on it.
Several people on the text line are pointing out that there are people who are allergic to certain types of meat.
Okay.
It's called alpha-gal syndrome.
Then you don't go into a Subway.
Or you don't go to,
like,
the deli.
There are certain things, Scott, that you and I and Sam and everyone listening are not able to do because of who we are. Okay? I can't go into a bar and take my top off and dance around naked like maybe I wanted to last week. It's not a good idea for my career.
Wait, what?
If you have a
yeah,
child with a severe nut allergy, you probably aren't going into a smoothie shop.
There are certain things I cannot ingest anymore because I have an allergy.
Well, there are certain things, Scott, I'm sure you would love to have a beer during a football game.
Some days I would.
Those days are over.
Those days are over.
I would love to be a runway model. It's not happening.
See, now our examples are a little more appropriate.
There are certain things in life, if you have these issues, that you don't get to do. If you're lactose intolerant, you don't go ordering a milkshake.
576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Greg, Cynthia, Chris, you guys hang tight. You're next. You're on Dana and Parks after the news.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Just saw him. He's in the building. He will be joining us at 5:30. The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, is in the house, and he will be by in about an hour. He called what many people argue is the greatest football game of all time. We're talking about this guy in Connecticut who is now out of a job that paid him very well. He lives in a $2.5 million house. He's a Connecticut man who has been arrested, and he has been fired after video surfaced over the weekend of him yelling obscenities and even some racial slurs at a group of employees, all teenagers, at a smoothie shop on Saturday. Claimed his son received a drink that had peanut butter in it, causing a severe allergic reaction, and sent his son to the hospital. Okay. By the way, the only proof that his son was sent to the hospital and has an allergy of this magnitude comes from the dad. We don't know this for a fact. And I've said from the get-go, my BS meter's going off on that. And the employees at the smoothie shop say later in this story, he never mentioned, he did mention, they say, that he didn't want peanut butter in the smoothie. He never mentioned the peanut butter allergy. Let's go to Greg in Overland Park. Greg, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. So I'm a school teacher. I teach middle school, and I don't have my child. She doesn't have any food allergies herself, fortunately, but I've got family who does. And from a very young age, when you have allergies like that, particularly that severe, I mean, these children are very much aware of what they can and can't have and are able to self-regulate. On top of that, when you're dealing with such a severe allergy, they always make sure that they self-carry their EpiPens. So
right.
I was kind of confused a little bit by the story. I couldn't tell if, like, the dad ordered the drink, if the son had gone in there by
himself
and ordered the drink.
Greg, the dad ordered it and took it home to the son and then claims the allergy happened at home, and we're a little unclear on the timeline where if the son truly went into shock and 911 had to be called and he goes to the hospital. What I don't understand is why the heck the dad thought, well, this would be a great time for me to go scream at some teenagers. Why would you, mm-hmm. if it was that bad, your focus should be on your child. And we have friends, Greg, that come to our house that I know have peanut allergies. They come with their EpiPen. It is described and explained to me by the child and the parent. They're no longer children anymore. They're in their teens. And I know not to make peanut butter sandwiches and everybody's happy, but the kids also play a role in what is being given to them as food.
100%. Yeah. Well, see, I was ready to place blame on this young man here, but it sounds like he's kind of at no fault and is definitely a victim here. And as far as the father's behavior, being a father myself, I understand how scary that can be, you know, when there's your child is suffering from something like that. But there's no excuse for that behavior. You know, as a parent, you also wanted to make sure that you're always being a role model, you know, and that's not the kind of behavior that I think that he would want his son pursuing.
So. All right, Greg, good call, man. Do appreciate hearing from you. This is why my BS meter is going off so strong. And you alluded to it just a moment ago in your comments. Let's just play this out with the limited information we have. We know, according to the dad, they ordered a smoothie and everybody contends he did order it without peanut butter. Now, there is a dispute about whether he said anything about an allergy. We know that dad claims that his son drank some of the smoothie and went into an allergic reaction or shock. And so to your point that you were just, let's say right now, boom, son just goes into shock.
Because I don't think it happens over hours. I think it
does. Dad
happens quickly.
Leave mom and son with the car so they can go to the hospital with the EpiPen. And he just says, you guys go take care of this. I'm going to go in and take care of our business. Or does he go to the hospital with his son, come back later with the smoothie, at which point wouldn't you still be at the hospital with your kids saying, I'm just going to stay here until
he threw the smoothie at her.
Which is...
So keep in mind, Scott, to throw the smoothie at her, you wouldn't take the smoothie from the house to the ambulance to the ER. He went straight from that house back to that smoothie shop.
Which means he really probably didn't...
Which means it wasn't that life-threatening. I'm sorry.
Cynthia in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. My BS meter hit red whenever he threw the smoothie at the teenage girl.
Yes.
What proof is there that had anything to do with his son's...
He threw the evidence. You're right. He threw the evidence.
He threw the evidence away. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a teacher, too, and for 46 years, I've dealt with having students who have had all sorts of allergies. And little ones, kindergartners know what they can and cannot have. But that really sent me into a high alert because he threw the evidence away.
That's a great point.
If he wants to sue anybody, he doesn't have any evidence.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that is a good point, Cynthia.
You know what else?
Hmm.
They keep saying his mama bear came out or his parental instinct kicked in and it was fear and anger and he's not racist. We've all had situations where mama bear comes out and you're thinking, oh, somebody says something to your kid or does something to your kid. Short of someone assaulting, and I mean like you walk in and they're shaking your baby. For him to say, let's go back to the I'm not racist. your mama bear, when it comes out, it doesn't make a non-racist racist. Let's start with that.
Fair.
It, just because you are in protective mode of your child or dad bear, you're protecting your child. You aren't not a racist on Monday, and then dad bear comes out and it's suddenly you're a racist.
No, his direct attack was that they were blanking immigrant idiots.
Yes.
I mean, he thought about that one. That was halfway through the rant. Like, that wasn't the first thing that came out of his mouth.
And I'm not saying if your child has a severe nut allergy, and I had this happen waiting tables when I was probably 18 years old, Scott, and it wasn't a nut allergy. It was a kid who was diabetic. Okay. And they had ordered 5 or 6 different drinks for the table, and they ordered either Diet Coke, and I gave them Coca-Cola, or they ordered Coca-Cola, and I gave them Diet. I don't remember which one it was.
One of the two.
But I remember the dad saying to me after I came back to check on the table, "Oh my gosh, is this regular Diet?" And I go, there were like 6 drink orders. I go, you asked for Diet. I think it's Diet. He took a sip and he goes, "This tastes like regular. She can't have this. She's a diabetic."
Well,
I remember thinking, "Oh my God, did I just kill somebody? I'll go back and ask for Diet." Well, if your child is that, like, cannot have a soda,
that's sensitive.
Order water.
Order water or drink it first.
Or drink it first.
And say,
or bring your own in a bottle.
Yeah. Or when you get to the restaurant, say, "She really wants to have a Diet Coke. We brought this one from home."
Yes, can you be very careful?
If you want to even charge us for a Diet Coke, that's fine, but we need to drink it out of this.
Fine.
Because she is incredibly sensitive
right.
to sugar.
But in that
whatever.
Moment, he trusted the stressed out 18, 19-year-old working in a restaurant she hated to get it right, and I felt terrible if I did make that mistake, and I'm sure I did. But all these years later, I think back and think, okay, if it was that serious, why would you just leave that to chance?
Get a water. That's exactly right. Let's go to Craig in Shawnee. Craig, hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
One, the mother probably had already called 911, unknown. But I remember Dana one time, she got major league upset about somebody who came across as a major league bigot. And she informed him right there on the spot, never to call your show again. Now, I'm not him. I'll give you my word on that. But I remember she got major league upset and just time to react on that. Hey, you know, if your kids are at risk, there is nothing I would not do to save my kids. And if I went nuclear, that's it.
But he's not saving his kid. He's avenging his kid.
He was reacting to an event that put his child in harm's way.
That he perceived put his child in probably more harm's way than he was in, but your point is taken.
We can't say. We don't know.
Okay, all right. We do know that he claims that his child had to be hospitalized and that he claimed that his son had a severe allergic reaction. My argument, and I think I speak for Dana on this one, is that if my child is having a severe allergic reaction, my job is to get my child to the hospital, not avenge what I consider to be the slight.
You deal with that later with a manager and say, "Look, I want you to know that this happened yesterday. We are upset. We would like reimburse for medical. You know, please go back and look at the tape. I very clearly said no peanuts." All those things, Scott.
Jennifer in Independence. Hello.
Hi there. So as the parent of a child who has an anaphylactic allergy to latex, this means that she does not consume things like bananas because they cross-react. I tell everybody when we go somewhere, although now she's old enough to carry an EpiPen and self-regulate, but even then, even though now she's almost 16, I read the ingredients on every single thing we order at a restaurant, at home, at the store, it doesn't matter. I'm reading the ingredients. So if dad ordered this, I mean, and said...
And handed it off. Here, drink this.
That, to me, makes him responsible for the reaction. He should have known there was peanuts. Maybe he said there was, you know, my son has a peanut allergy and he can't have this. But that is a huge risk to take as someone who, again, has a child with an anaphylactic allergy. That's just not a risk I'm willing to take. If it says it has bananas in the original recipe, we're just going to order something else.
Jennifer, thank you for the call. Be safe. Be well. He is in the building. He will be joining us at 5:30 this afternoon. The radio voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
I'm just glad he's okay.
I heard him talking to some of the sports guys. His voice is still working after last night's game. Mitch Holthus will be joining us at 5:30 this evening here on Dana and Parks. I had to do a double take when I looked up at the TV to see where Wall Street finished today. If you were following stocks at all this morning, they were down, I believe, with almost 1,000 points. At one time, they went down 1,000 points.
The Dow looks like the odds line on the Kansas Bills game last night.
Right. The Dow actually was down 1,000 points earlier today. It closed up 99 points. But this story from CNN Business... and it's a warning from a guy named Jeremy Grantham, who is co-founder and chief investment strategist of Grantham, Mayo, and Van Otterloo. And he's out with a new report called Let the Wild Rumpus
a
Begin.
Rumpus.
Can you rumpus. Can you define the rumpus, sir? He says stocks are now in the midst of a super bubble that will not end well. Grantham, who's been with the firm since it started in 1977, was similarly bearish in 2000 and during the great financial crisis of 2008. He noted that U.S. stocks have experienced two such super bubbles before, 1929 and again in 2000 when the dot-com bubble burst. He sent out a quote that just said to his investors, good luck, we'll all need it.
Did you see the commercial last night that I thought was very clever and very funny? Over a Tom Brady possible trade. And it's a play on the word trade, where Brady sends out a tweet or Giselle sends out a tweet about a trade. And everyone in the world, Scott, thinks that he's going to be traded. And at the end of the ad, he's talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency trade.
Wow.
It's a financial ad. And even Chris looked at me and he goes, okay, that was funny.
That's pretty
as good. Tired as we all are of Tom Brady. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Trade. He's trading. And it shows all these people in business going nuts and they're building stadiums in other towns. It says something about
I didn't see that.
Trade. Oh, it's funny.
Oh, man. Story here out of Gonzaga University. They have suspended the season tickets for one of their most notable alumni.
He was a player.
Of course he was. And Hall of Fame basketball player John Stockton. After John Stockton refused to comply with the school's mask mandates at the games, the former Utah Jazz point guard, Hall of Fame basketball player, confirmed that the school suspended his tickets in an interview on Saturday. Says Stockton in this interview, basically it came down to they were asking me to wear a mask to the games and being a public figure, someone a little bit more visible, I stuck out in the crowd a little bit. And therefore they received complaints and felt like from whatever the higher-ups, those weren't discussed, but from whatever it was higher up, they were going to have to either ask me to wear a mask or they were going to suspend my tickets. Okay.
He's out.
So he chose not to wear his mask.
Did you see, God bless him, Coach Bill Self's father passed away
yes,
Friday.
Yes, I did.
At age 82. And Coach Self said he did think about not coaching in that great game Saturday, but said my father would have wanted me to be here. And in fact, said the best way we can bring him honor today, Bill Self Sr., is to do our job here. And have you seen the saying that is actually outside, I think, the Basketball Hall of Fame that is attributed to Coach Self's father?
No,
it's now one of my favorite sayings. Look it up. It's about mules. And it's enshrined in stone outside, I think, of the Basketball Hall of Fame. It basically says, don't worry about the mules, focus on loading the wagon. As in, don't stress over what you cannot control. Do not focus on what you cannot control. Focus on what you can control. And it's a beautiful quote. Don't worry about the mules, load the wagon.
Well, I read a quote from Bill Self over the weekend where they were asking him, you know, and you know, sorry about your dad and everything, but yeah. did you ever consider not coaching the game today? And he said something effective, and I think I'm dovetailing on what you were mentioning. I thought about it, but my dad would want me to do this. They're paying me. He said something, and I'm paraphrasing here, but close enough. They're paying me to do a job, and my dad would want me to do my job.
Yeah, salt of the earth kind of guy. I mean, without question, salt of the earth kind of guy. And here's the exact quote. Don't worry about the mules. Just load the wagon.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
The Dumbest Human Award today goes to a Dutch tourist who was detained by police and fined in Poland after making a Nazi salute at the gate of Auschwitz.
Good God.
The 29-year-old woman was arrested yesterday, charged with promoting Nazism, which in many European countries is a crime. She made a Nazi salute while posing for photos taken by her husband in front of the famous gate carrying the inscription Arbeit macht frei.
Oh, my God.
Which means work will make you free. Guards from the Auschwitz Museum reported the woman, and she was arrested immediately and taken into custody.
What an idiot.
Yep. Her husband, who's 30, was questioned as a witness, and the woman pleaded guilty to promoting Nazism.
The woman told police that her salute was only an ill-considered joke. I mean,
so funny we forgot
and
to
not,
laugh.
Not that this would be acceptable if this were an 18 or 19-year-old. This is a 29-year-old woman.
Let's go to the world's most famous and infamous. Certainly not, all right, infamous, concentration camp. Certainly not the world's only one.
And make a joke.
Germany is littered with them. I know Auschwitz is in Poland. And let's go to the most infamous concentration camp of them all. And do this. Do you think for a second, as you're posing in front of Auschwitz doing a Nazi salute, that there aren't people who work there watching?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they get all kinds of crazy
there aren't, loons. Well, that there aren't docents who work there, Scott, who are descendants of those lost.
Sure. Under Polish law, by the way, she could face a prison term of up to 2 years. They don't play.
Good.
They do not play. And that is against the law in many European countries. Incredibly awful story out of Milwaukee over the weekend. You hear about this? Six people were found dead inside of a Milwaukee home yesterday in what police are investigating as multiple homicides. Five of the bodies were discovered. The ME's office later tweeted that a sixth had been found. Milwaukee police were responding to the home 3:45 yesterday afternoon to assist on a welfare check at the residence where they found four men and one woman. Last night they found a sixth body, that of a man.
And they think homicide, not carbon monoxide death in the home.
No, they're investigating it as a multiple homicide.
God. Now onto this story in Wichita. This one will put a smile on your face. There were several sets of twins born on the same day in Wichita over the weekend. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Seven sets of twins were born the same day at this Wichita. In one Wichita hospital, not just one town. Seven sets at Wesley Medical Center.
Huh. What are the odds?
Listen to this nurse. I got here at 5 p.m. and within the first 30 minutes, we had our first vaginal birth set of twins. Hour or two later, the next, and an hour after that, they just kept on coming. The hospital saw seven sets within a 24-hour period. We deliver multiples all the time, she says, but that many in one day has to be a record. We aren't sure if there are any twins left in the city at this point. That's awesome. All of the deliveries went smoothly. God, what was going on 9 months ago?
Well, I could tell you.
Pandemic?
A lot of boots knocking.
Boys outnumber the girls, by the way, 9-5.
Great game last night out at Arrowhead. The Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting their fourth consecutive AFC Championship game this Sunday, 2 o'clock against the Cincinnati Bengals. The voice of your Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joining us in studio 5:30 this afternoon. The news is next here on Dana and Parks.
been searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.